Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Trash Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Big hour. In 20 minutes, Jimmy Garoppolo is scheduled to join us. We have not been told there's any questions off limits. His PR team has not given us any questions that we cannot ask. No restrictions yet. And so 20 minutes from now, Jimmy's going to join us, and I can't wait to probe about how he has been this offseason. He's been the center point of incredible controversy, or at least speculation. The San Francisco 49ers have seemingly kicked the tires of just about every alternative to him. They traded multiple first-round draft picks away just to move up to number three to obviously select a quarterback, which ended up being Trey Lance. Lance, when you pick him number three, is the future. If he's not the present, that is not Jimmy G. Jimmy was connected to the New England Patriots, who drafted a quarterback of their own. So what's his head like right now? What's his offseason been like? In fact, before the draft, Kyle Shanahan could not even guarantee that Jimmy Garoppolo was still his starting quarterback by saying, very oddly, "I can't guarantee who's going to be alive on Sunday." Slightly morbid. So we'll have Jimmy Garoppolo join us here on the show coming up in 20 minutes from now, 20 minutes past the hour, so a little bit less than 20 minutes. The Aaron Rodgers situation is all anybody's talking about around the NFL. And yesterday, Tiki and Tierney had on Leroy Butler. Now, Leroy is an all-time Packer great. Leroy Butler is the originator, basically, of the Lambeau Leap. Leroy Butler is a Ring of Honor Packer and could be a Pro Football Hall of Famer one day. He was an elite safety for the Brett Favre 1990s Green Bay Packers and beyond. And yesterday, it was interesting when the guys asked him here on CBS Sports Radio if he felt as though Aaron Rodgers could actually follow through with retirement if he does not get his way in Green Bay. Here is Leroy Butler.
We don't know if he was going to be a Hall of Famer at that point, but the organization was willing to ride with you. So up and down, whether we win or not, we're with you because we're sick of this on again, off again, if you're going to retire or not.
Yep.
Aaron gave the team an out by saying he didn't want, allegedly, he didn't want to play for the Packers. You gave the team an out. Don't even do that. Just don't say nothing by nothing and just work it out. If you are going to get traded, don't even leak it out. Because then, all of a sudden, now the team got all the power again. And just the perception of who's the best. Guys, you know we like to blame people.
Yep.
You know, who do you want to blame? But now people in our radio show, people, it's kind of split 50-50. And I'm wrong. I would admit I'm wrong. I never thought it would get like this after what Brett Favre went
through. And Leroy Butler was asked do you think that he'll follow through with retirement? And he said, no, I don't think so. Why would you? This fan base loves you. Why would you retire? You got plenty more football left in your arm. I don't think there's any possibility, really, that Rodgers retires either. I guess there's the outside shot, a 5% chance, a 10% chance that Aaron Rodgers would retire this offseason and just go on to host Jeopardy if he gets that job, I suppose. Rodgers certainly is cut from a little bit of a different cloth than most quarterbacks and most NFL players. He has always seemed to be slightly bored at times by maybe the theater around the NFL. He's always wanted to be seen as more than a football player, smarter than your average bear. So I guess there's a part of me that does believe that there's a slight chance Rodgers could retire if he gets that Jeopardy job. But I think that that's a 5 to 10% chance. I think that the heavy, heavy odds are, no matter what, Rodgers isn't retiring at 37, 38 years old, coming off an MVP caliber season. Coming off being the NFL MVP, you would go out like that. That would be your final game. That would be your final season. That would be your final story in your book of the NFL, your final chapter. I don't believe that. So I think if you were the Packers and you were going to try to call a bluff here, the bluff is you might say you'd retire, but you're under contract with us and you ain't retiring. You're not going to waste a season of football coming off an MVP campaign for a team that was just in back-to-back NFC championship games. And I would say that bluff is pretty obvious. In terms of what Leroy Butler was referencing, I never thought we'd get here after what happened with Brett Favre. That is a really disappointing angle to this. Packer fans lived through this 13, 14 years ago. This has already transpired. The him or me ultimatum from the soon-to-be Hall of Fame QB. Brett Favre wanted to keep playing. Brett Favre felt like he had more football left in his body. Brett Favre had more winning football left in his body. And he didn't like it that they drafted his replacement and thought, you should appreciate what I've done more. You should appreciate what I've done. Three MVPs, a Super Bowl championship, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. You should appreciate me. And the Packers drafted Rodgers. And Favre said, it's him or me. I'll retire. You got to trade me. Him or me. Choose him or me. And for 3 years, Favre held off Rodgers. And then ultimately, the Packers did decide it's going to be him, not you. They wouldn't trade him in the division. They wouldn't trade him in the NFC. They gave him to the New York Jets. He had a good first half of the season. Bad second half of the season. They missed the playoffs, and then ultimately he lands in Minnesota to come back and exact his revenge on the Packers twice a year. Favre did have good football left. They went to an NFC championship game after he left Green Bay in Minnesota. But it's a shame that Packers fans who were forced to choose Favre or Rodgers, the organization or the hero, are being forced to do the same thing again. Favre has since come around, and him and Rodgers seem to have a decent working relationship now. The same will happen in good time, I think, with Aaron Rodgers, that you end up realizing the error of your youth. And it's hard to call Rodgers young right now, but it's the heat of the moment. You feel like you've got football left. You feel like they're already looking at their watch about how long you're going to be here, and you want to be appreciated, and you want more voice in the roster, and you can't believe that they wouldn't help you win a championship and instead helping themselves to a new QB. Rodgers should know better. Rodgers should know that all of the feelings he felt about being dragged through the mud by Favre, being put in a miserable situation because the guy in front of him didn't want to give up the job, because Favre was openly feuding with the Packers organization, it caused the media and the fans to have to choose as well. And that was miserable for Rodgers, and he should know he's doing the same thing right now. He should. He should know that. And as I've said before, here's where I agree with Aaron Rodgers. Last April, 1 year ago, the Packers made a mistake in drafting Jordan Love. They should have drafted a piece to help Rodgers. You've got no guarantees. You've got pretty poor odds that Jordan Love turns into Aaron Rodgers. Draft Rodgers, help on the offensive line, wide receiving help, which ultimately didn't seem like he needed. Tight end help, defensive help, pass rush help, secondary help. There's a million ways the Packers could have went a year ago, and they went quarterback, the only position that can't help Aaron Rodgers win a championship. They made that mistake strategically on the football side, but also strategically on the Rodgers side. The idea that the Packers didn't know that this was within Rodgers to be bent out of shape, to hold a grudge, to be petty, I mean, that is obviously Aaron Rodgers. He's done so since he wasn't drafted by 23 other teams. What I don't think Rodgers is right here is creating a public spectacle out of this. And he has not denied any of the reports. He has not walked back anything. He's seemingly quite pleased that it's out there right now, causing all types of friction. And the report that he would rather retire than work for Gutekunst, he'd rather have Gutekunst fired, that's the only way he's coming back, makes it a personal vendetta against one guy. And that's not the way this should work out. Devontae Adams yesterday also tweeted something that is kind of cryptic, but seems to speak to this whole situation. It's hard not to think that this is exactly about what is going on. When Devontae Adams tweets, gotta appreciate what you got while you got it. One would assume that this is about the Packers organization appreciating what they have in Aaron Rodgers. And they should. And Devontae Adams wants Rodgers there because Devontae Adams is helped out by Aaron Rodgers quite a bit. Devontae is one of the best and most productive wide receivers in football because he's playing with Aaron Rodgers. He's great on his own, but he's getting to Pro Bowls every single year, considered one of the greatest wide receivers of the game because he's getting thrown to in this type of offense by that quarterback. That doesn't hurt. You don't get that in a Mitchell Trubisky offense. But I would also flip that sentiment on its ear. Gotta appreciate what you got while you got it. That goes for Rodgers, too. You know, the reports are that Rodgers would like to go to the West Coast, so San Francisco, a desirable place, the Denver Broncos, or the Las Vegas Raiders. Rodgers in Las Vegas or Denver isn't closer to winning a Super Bowl, even if he might be, quote-unquote, appreciated more. Those rosters are not nearly as good as the Packers. That division's also not winnable like the Packers because that division has the Kansas City Chiefs in it. That division has an elite young quarterback in Justin Herbert in it as well. Aaron Rodgers in the NFC North stands a much better shot at winning that division and getting the number one seed in the NFC than he certainly does in Las Vegas or in Denver. Rodgers has had the roster to go to the NFC title game back-to-back years and be the one seed. I also, if I were him, would appreciate what you got while you got it. This is a window to win. When we come back, Jimmy Garoppolo and his dad are scheduled to join us here on the show. That should be fascinating. Stay right there. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Fun with audio.
I just recently started getting into podcasts, and I was listening to the PGP yesterday. I just wanted to compliment you guys on having probably the wettest show on radio and to just encourage you guys to keep it moist.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We're keeping it moist every single day here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. So many ways you can listen to us. Hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on Sirius XM, listen to us on channel 206. You can also stream us on your phone. Right there, that little box in your hand that takes a lot of photos. Yeah, that's a phone too. And streams the DA show, use the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app, which is formerly the radio.com. You could also tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio each and every morning. Have us on around the house. If your smart speaker needs a little assistance or guidance when you do that, just say, by Odyssey, which is our new company name, and it should be able to find it. CBS Sports Radio on your smart speaker every single morning. And watch us, won't you, at watchda.com. That is mobile friendly. Also watch us as well on Twitch. Go to Twitch and check out the CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch. It is a Trash Tuesday this morning, boys and girls, so let us know, who are you trashing? We have taken out the trash on many a person here on the program. I don't know if we've ever trashed an entire family of children, though. As Headley tweets, I'm trashing whichever one of these damn kids hasn't learned to flush the toilet yet at this point in their lives. I'm ready to just buy them all their litter boxes and put them in their rooms. Trash them.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
Mr. Clean tweets, I'm trashing getting trapped at a porta potty by a fallen tree. That's a real crappy situation, but yet better than getting bitten by a T-Rex on the can. Trash them.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Stunned to a news last hour was a guy in a porta potty in Gettysburg, PA. Had a tree fall on the porta potty, trapping him in the porta potty, causing emergency crews to come and essentially use jaws of life extraction by cutting open the porta potty and cutting off the tree limbs or the tree, whatever, branch that fell onto it, releasing him into the wild yet again, back into nature. Human civilization. And a terrifying situation, knowing that if that thing falls over, woo! You don't want to be on the losing end of a porta potty on its wrong side, let me tell you. Not that I have, but it's my assumption. Jeremy tweets, I'm trashing people who are already making 2022 NFL mock draft. We don't even know this year's schedule yet. Hashtag get them out. Hashtag girlfriend!
That will contribute to the microplastics in the bottom of the ocean.
It is true. And I will say this about the upcoming college football season. There are some little birdies chirping that perhaps there is a return engagement for the DA show in Boise, Idaho. We had an amazing, amazing trip a couple of years ago. It was so much fun. We got to go out to a Boise State game on the blue turf, see the blue turf, and run on it the day before the game. Had a huge tailgate, had some great meet and greets, got to have some just awesome opportunities to connect with the aliens and listeners and sponsors and everything. And Boise was just such an awesome host. And there are some little birdies chirping that perhaps there could be a return engagement, and that if we were to look at that said college football schedule, that perhaps when Oklahoma State comes to town on the blue turf, that maybe Cowboys and Broncos might not be a bad place for us to be. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying the powers that be might be trying to hammer out the details, and that would be sensational. I would love it. And I will tell you this right now, Mraz, you will have to fly without me this time, because if we go out there again, I'm going out there early. I'm getting my fishing done and my hiking done in during the week before we even go out there for a football game, because I need some time out in the wilderness in Boise with my good people in Idaho. So I believe we have Jimmy G on the phones. Okay, excellent. So standing by is the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers and his father, Tony, who is a 40-year career electrician, and they have joined us in the past before to discuss how there is a growing divide between skilled technicians coming out of high school for the workforce and the need for them. So joining us here on the show is Jimmy and Tony Garoppolo. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And, you know, this has been such a wild off season for you, Jimmy. I'm wondering, with all of the speculation and all of the what will happen with the quarterback position in San Francisco, for Dad, Tony, is there any part of you that gets defensive or protective about your son and how people talk about him and his job in San Francisco?
The first thought is you try not to read too much of it or listen to too much of it. It's people's opinions, and everyone has one. I have my own opinion, and like Jimmy and I have talked before, he's looking for the opportunity, and that's all we could really ask, and he has to take it from there.
You know, Jimmy, you're 24-8 as a starter. You led a team to a Super Bowl and a fourth quarter lead in that Super Bowl. Do you ever feel like, man, people forget how successful I've been?
That's not really the NFL. It's a what have you done for me lately type of business. And I know that. I've known that my whole career. It's just one of those things. You got to go and do it again. So can't be satisfied with just doing it once. Got to go every season. Just keep going at it.
Did John Lynch call you to talk about drafting a quarterback, specifically Trey Lance?
Yeah, John called me. He didn't tell me who or, you know, how they were going to do it. But, yeah, he gave me the heads up before. You know, John has been really cool throughout this whole process. As far as the GM goes, I mean, he's as straightforward and, you know, just an overall good person. And you really got to appreciate him for that. And just, you know, throughout the whole thing, it could have got a little fishy here and there, but he was very straightforward the whole time, and I appreciate him for that.
So what was your thoughts to him? How did you explain your feelings about them drafting a quarterback?
Well, we were pretty honest with each other. You know, it's one of those things. He's going to come in here. I know it's going to be competition between us, like it was with me and Tom when I got drafted to New England. But, you know, at the end of the day, like my dad was just saying, all you could ask for is the opportunity. And so once they said you'll have the opportunity to start this year and, you know, fight it out, I was all for it. I'm ready for the competition, and that's what we're here for.
Dad, Tony, do you feel like the Niners have showed appreciation for your son, or should they show more of it by not putting him in a situation where he's got to compete for the job?
That's up to them. That's their choosing. I have my feelings who's the better quarterback and all that. I mean, it's my son, but it's competition, just like in the workforce with these kids signing today. No one's handing them anything. No one handed Jimmy. Trey's not getting handed anything. They're going to have to compete, and just like you do every day at work, you have to compete, and that's how life is.
Well, Tony, that's a pretty, I think, healthy outlook on things. How do you feel like Aaron Rodgers is handling the Jordan Love situation?
Oh, that's a whole nother story. Growing up a Bears fan, I don't want to even get involved with the Packers situation.
Jimmy, what do you feel about being labeled injury prone? Does that annoy you? Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't annoy me at all. It's, you know, injuries happen in the NFL. It's part of it. It's the player's job and our job to just do everything we can to avoid that. You know, take the offseason seriously, do whatever you can during the season to get rehab and things like that. But, no, it definitely doesn't annoy me.
It was interesting to watch the offseason kind of rumble along, and then there were connections of you going to the Patriots, perhaps. The Patriots end up drafting Mac Jones. That would appear for the moment to not be happening. Would you have welcomed a return to New England?
You know, I don't know. We never really got to cross that bridge. So, you know, you never know where your path's going to take you in the NFL. You know, I thought I was going to be in New England for my entire career. that didn't go as planned. So it's kind of one of those businesses. You just got to be ready for anything. Got to be on your toes. Got to be able to react. And, you know, however the story plays out, you just got to be able to run with it.
Jimmy Garoppolo and his father, Tony Garoppolo, joining us this morning on the show. I have to say, Jimmy, you are incredibly impressive with your attitude and your perspective on this, because it does not feel like you've taken any of this personal. personally. It does not feel like you're internally petty or spiteful or angry or anything. And so I kind of wonder about when Kyle Shanahan says, look, I can't guarantee who's my starting quarterback. I can't even guarantee who's alive on Sunday. That felt kind of dismissive to hear. But for you, did it bother you at all to hear that he couldn't even go so far as to guarantee that anybody's going to be alive on Sunday?
No. I know Kyle pretty well. I knew what he was trying to say when he said that. I don't know if he worded it the proper way, but I knew what he was trying to say. It definitely made for a good headline.
So this offseason, it's been rampant with speculation about you and where you might go, et cetera. There's been no part of this that has made you feel uncomfortable or frustrated at all, huh, Jimmy?
No, not really. Like my dad was saying, I mean, my dad's an electrician, grew up in a blue-collar household. And so it's, I don't know, it's just one of those things. You got to roll with the punches. And whenever an opportunity presents itself, you got to be ready to take advantage of it. That's kind of what I've done throughout my entire career, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. So it's, and like my dad said, nothing's going to be handed to me. Nothing's going to be handed to anyone in this league. Just you got to go in there and work.
Excellent attitude. Jimmy Garoppolo joining us this morning on the show, and his dad, Tony Garoppolo. Tony, you are a 40-year career electrician, and it is vital for this country to have a resurgence of the economy, to have a skilled workforce ready to go into jobs like that. How can we make sure we're connecting the two, the demand in the workforce for skilled laborers, and making sure that high schoolers understand their opportunities there?
Well, that's the thing. The high school students have to realize that there's other avenues to take besides going to college. It's not for everyone. Between Skills USA, Klein Tools, Home Depot, they've given these kids an opportunity that they should take a look at. It's not for everyone. The skilled trades aren't for everyone. But at least if you take the opportunity and take a look at it, you'll find your niche and which direction you want to go in. And there's a shortage of skilled workers for these jobs. And the country has to do something to get people involved with them. And it's a great way to make a good living.
We've got a lot of young people that listen to this show, and they're coming through high school or they're coming through college, and they're wondering what their path is going to be. Jimmy, tell our listeners that are young and interested where they can get more information about this program.
All they have to do is Skills USA, National Signing Day today. The Klein Tools is presenting it. Like my dad said, Home Depot is big helper out with this, and it's just it's a great opportunity for the kids. Having a shortage of this stuff, it's nothing to joke about. I mean, my dad always said, he's like, you can't have a football game without the football lights. Someone's got to put those lights up. So it's it's all tied together.
No doubt.
And if you go to Klein Tools on social media, they'll find plenty of information on all this.
Klein Tools anywhere on social media or the web, and you'll be able to find plenty of information on this. Always impressive family, the Garoppolos, Jimmy and Tony. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Tony, congrats on reaching 40 years. Not many of us do 40 years of anything, but you're still kicking, which is awesome. And Jimmy, I appreciate your attitude and your perspective on the football as well, man, and being honest about all these questions that I threw at you. So thanks, both of you, for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. The Garoppolos joining us this morning here on the show. Excellent stuff. More analysis on that coming up momentarily, but first your headlines as Brad Heller has them. Brad, what do you got?
Well, D.A., will start in the NBA. Russell Westbrook, now the only player in NBA history with multiple 20 assist and 20 rebound games. He had a career-high 21 rebounds, tied his career-high with 24 assists. Yes, and another triple-double. The Wizards beat the Pacers 154-141.
As a point guard and playing this position, you got to be able to make somebody around you better. And I feel like I take a lot of pride and effort and energy and time and watching film and to be able to make others around me better.
Westbrook locking up a triple-double average for the fourth time in his career. The Lakers without LeBron ended their three-game losing streak. They beat the Nuggets 93-89. LeBron rested his sore ankle. Anthony Davis had 25 points. The Jazz take a half-game lead on the Suns for the top spot in the West after beating the Spurs 110-99. The Sixers lead in the East is one game on the Nets. Philadelphia beat Chicago 106-94 for a fifth straight win. The Nets are going to play the Bucks again Tuesday night in Milwaukee. The Warriors beat the Pelicans 123-108 as Steph Curry outscored Zion 41-32, and Draymond Green is used to watching Curry be a matchup nightmare for others.
Teams are terrified of him, you know, and everywhere he runs on the floor, you know, with or without the ball, teams are terrified. And, you know, with that type of gravity, you know, he pull a lot of weight, you know, and you know, even when he's not the one, I could be the one making the pass, but it's him creating for other guys.
And Carmelo Anthony passing Elvin Hayes for 10th on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Blazers did lose to the Hawks, though, 123-114. From the NHL, the Oilers clinching a playoff berth. They beat the Canucks 5-3. The Bruins clinch a playoff berth, shutting out the Devils 3-0. The Rangers and Blackhawks both eliminated. The Rangers in their loss to the Capitals watch Tom Wilson pummel both Pavel Buchnevich and Artemi Panarin. Wilson's already been suspended 5 different times in his career for incidents like this. This is Rangers coach David Quinn.
Happens time and time again with him, and it's totally unnecessary. And it's just, you all saw what happened. It's just zero respect for the game and the players and everybody involved.
Baseball injury news. The Dodgers losing pitcher Dustin May to Tommy John surgery, while White Sox outfielder Luis Robert will miss at least 3 to 4 months because of a torn hip flexor. The Cardinals have won 5 straight. They beat the Mets 6-5. Nolan Arenado a 3-run homer. The Mets firing Chili Davis and Tom Slater, their 2 hitting coaches, after the game. The A's have the most wins in baseball. They're 18-12 after topping the Blue Jays 5-4. Shohei Ohtani is 9th home run, tying for the Major League lead, but the Angels lost to the Rays 7-3. The Cowboys declining the 5th-year option for linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. He's missed 13 games over the last 2 seasons because of injuries. And ESPN's reporting that Michigan's Franz Wagner is going to leave school and enter the NBA draft. D.A.,
thank you, Brad. Great job today. Great having you fill in for Bogues. And you got to give Jimmy G some major credit. You really do. He did not sidestep questions. He did not say anything besides the types of things you want to hear about a quarterback that has been dragged through a million different trade possibilities and different situations and conjecture and who to the starter and who's not and is he good enough and is he too injury prone and can he get you back to a Super Bowl? Can you win a Super Bowl with him? I mean, he answered everything and had every answer airtight. It's hard not to really respect how he handled all of that and how he's handling all of this. Is it possible that Jimmy G has these kind of scripted responses knowing that they won't cause any waves? Possible. But I think that's how he's wired. And I think that's how he's wired because you heard his dad say a lot of the same things. Hey, I wasn't handed anything in my life. Jimmy hasn't been handed anything in his life. You just want a chance to compete. You just want an opportunity. That's what he gets. That's fine. You draft Trey Lance. You don't draft Trey Lance. I'm looking to compete. And that is the obvious different standpoint and different perspective than Aaron Rodgers. And you know, neither one was going to criticize Rodgers either. They had it down. You got to give them credit. It's not sensationalistic. It's not, wow, can you believe what he said? It's none of that. But I do think it was authentic. I do think it was honest. And I think that's an important distinction. Some guys will just give you the talking points that you stop asking the questions. Some people will just say what they think they want that you want to hear to kill the story. I don't think that's the case with Jimmy. I could be wrong. I don't know him personally, but we've had him on the show multiple times. And I've certainly talked to people that have covered him both in New England and in San Francisco. And there's never a bad word to say about Jimmy. Never. Now, the worst thing you could say is that he's injury prone. Can't stay healthy. But he said, I can't get angry with that. I've missed the games. And there's never anybody that says that he's not a team guy, that he's got a huge ego. Nobody ever says that. Is he limited? Perhaps. Can he execute the offense the way that Shanahan believes it could be executed? Perhaps not. But I didn't think that any part of his answers felt inauthentic. I didn't think they sounded like he was just going through talking points. I'd invite you guys to weigh in on this because you heard it as well as I did. I just got the sense that's how he feels. I'm a competitor. I get a chance. I don't want anything handed to me. Give me the chance. And That's what football is, and I have to admire that. When we come back here on the show, Advance Analytics and your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
So we asked you guys today, after Terry Bradshaw called Aaron Rodgers weak-looking for his stance here, do you agree with Bradshaw? 55% of you said, yes, I agree that Rodgers looks weak. 45% or so say no. Here's some advanced analytics. Terry Bradshaw played 14 years in the NFL with four championships, all with the Steelers, inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame 1989. How about this? The Bears and the Steelers both had 1-13 records after 1969, heading into the 70 draft. A coin flip gave the Steelers the number one overall pick and Bradshaw. Imagine for a franchise that's never had a Hall of Fame QB, at least not of the modern era. The Bears could have had Terry Bradshaw, which he probably would have stunk there too, because the Bears have stunk for a long time. And that back-to-back years, 69 and 70, the Steelers with the number one overall pick got Mean Joe Green and Terry Bradshaw. Pretty good cornerstones. Only two Hall of Famers came out of the 70 draft, Bradshaw and Mel Blount, both for Pittsburgh. And my favorite advanced analytic today, Terry Bradshaw once appeared to the Masked Singer as a deer. That's your advanced analytics. Mraz, what'd you think about Jimmy G's interview last segment?
From just a strictly producing the show standpoint, I was a little bit nervous because generally when you have guests that come on coincidentally with their name being in the news, which this basically was, I was worried that we might get shut down on a lot of no comments, no answers. So I respect the heck out of Jimmy Garoppolo's honesty there. I mean, you asked him every question, and he didn't just shortchange your one-word answer you, even if it felt like some of them could have led to non-answers. He was extremely thoughtful and thought about all of his answers. And his father, too. You could tell his father wants to be a protective dad there, but didn't Annie Apple to Eli Apple him there and sabotage him. I thought they both had great answers, and I thought that was an excellent interview.
They walked a really interesting line of they didn't say anything controversial, but they were really honest. I don't think it was just talking points. It didn't feel like it was kind of just say this so that you stop asking the question. It all felt very genuine that they really just believe. Now, Tony believes that Jimmy is the best quarterback on the Niners and believes that Jimmy can be a great quarterback like most dads would. But, you know, it was like he needs to compete. And that's what we welcome. And he doesn't want anything handed to him. And so when you hear those two sides of it, you're like, no, this family gets it. They come from good stock.
Yeah, and after that interview too, right? Isn't it so funny how, DA, we have these shows and we might rail on people, trash them. We talk about maybe Jimmy's not that good a quarterback. Then you have Jimmy on and I'm sitting here going, damn, that sucks they drafted Trey Lance. I really want Jimmy G to succeed in San Francisco. It's the nature of the business that we're in and the nature of these shows. We always have these situations pop up and you root for a Jimmy G after hearing them there.
Garoppolo is limited in that he cannot stay healthy, and he's never going to be the best athlete on the field. And pretty obviously, the Niners have tried for a couple of years to get him to the next level of pushing elite quarterbacks, and he hasn't been able to get there. So there's probably a ceiling on him. But when you hear him, you go, yeah, but that's all the things, the intangibles are the things that you want in your quarterback. Those, that head on your shoulders, that maturity, that competitiveness, that level-headedness, all of that's what you want. So I wonder if Jimmy is a victim of, we live in a quarterback world now where it's always, you got to get better, got to get stronger, got to get faster, got to get bigger. And that he's just not going to be that, but he'll always be good and he'll be the type of guy you want around. And maybe that always gives him a shot at championships. But his thing is the health. He's got to stay healthy because if you can't stay on the football field, it's hard to still have the argument, you know, that Jimmy deserves to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
There's no doubt. And remember, he transformed the Niners. They were bad. He got there. He put them on a run at that end of that year a couple of years ago. So you can't say it was all the defense. Jimmy Garoppolo definitely changed that team from being really bad to being a team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. And that's when they gave him all the money, and that's when it seemed like a slam dunk, and he was going to be their quarterback for 10 years. And then now they've already drafted a replacement. But he didn't have anything bad to say about Trey and or the pick. So really interesting stuff. If you want to hear that, check out the podcast. Full episode of the show available every single day, as well as the best of. That'll obviously be in the best of. And you can listen to that interview on the CBSSportsRadio.com website as well. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. What do we do for the epic fail here this morning?
DA, you read Starbucks? Off a horrendous Starbucks order, correct? Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah, here it is. The worst Starbucks order ever on a Trash Tuesday.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You've already got 10 pumps of vanilla in there, and now you need 5 pumps of caramel syrup and 5 pumps of caramel sauce and 5 pumps of classic syrup and 5 pumps of white mocha. You probably have diabetes halfway through this glass of coffee.
Yes, I'm ordering coffee for the whole broadcast department.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mraz. That is just a lot of sugar. It's already 10 pumps of vanilla. What do you need another 20 pumps of other stuff for?
I agree. And once you go 10 pumps of vanilla, why not get that cookie dough for breakfast like we talked about with Brad earlier in the show?
She wants to make sure that it is also made with whole milk, but to add some light coconut milk. So you've asked for it to be made with whole milk, and now you need coconut milk as well?
Cocoa Cluster Frappuccino Blended Coffee.
She also wants light heavy cream in there, a cinnamon dollop top, and light vanilla powder. I mean, again, Ashley, screw you. These people have better things to do. She wants extra cream and 5 sweet and lows.
1 venti cold brew with almond milk and light on the ice, please.
So I'm sure she's got some type of disease within like 12 minutes of finishing this.
Oh, wait, light heavy cream and then extra cream.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you would think that just that is enough. Oh, no, there's a second sticker. She wants light ice and 10 stevia monk fruit packets.
1 venti cinnamon dolce latte.
You've already added 5 sweet and low packets. She also wants 5 Splendas. She wants 5 sweet and lows, 10 stevias, and 5 Splendas. Again, that's 20 packets of different sugars.
I'll take an espresso macchiato. Thank you.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
A Twitter user by the name of ForrestGump49er tweets, heard you guys talking about coffee. Just asked my Shipley Donuts worker if anyone's ever called her a barista. She started laughing and said, never. But there's a picture of a nice big bag of donuts and coffee. That looks good. I mean, look, if you go into a coffee shop, I'm not a coffee drinker, but you ask for coffee, maybe, you know, 2 sugars or a little bit of milk or milk and sugar or whatever, that's fine. It's these people that think that coffee needs to be some type of blank canvas for all of their, you know, wishes and dreams to come true on. I mean, just, it's freaking coffee. If you wanted to have a milkshake, have a milkshake. But don't trick yourself or trick anybody else into thinking, oh, it's just my coffee. There's some monk fruit and some crushed up sugar. I'm going to have 5 squirts of caramel mocha in here. 10 squirts of almond and 5 pumps of this and 10 pumps of that. Have a freaking coffee. All right? 50 years ago, this is what I always bellyache about. When you go to a baseball game, people are in suit jackets and fedoras. You order a coffee, it's 25 cents, it's black, or it's got a little bit of milk or sugar in it. That's it. That's your choices. Nowadays, I mean, the costumes the people wear going to games, or going to work, sweatpants, and the pumps, the pump and dumps all over coffee. I mean, give me a break. That'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, and Brad Heller today on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We will see you tomorrow. Ross Tucker's going to join us to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation tomorrow. Be there. We'll see you then. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.